Okay, what's the difference between meditating on versus contemplating or thinking about something? Can you give us some examples how someone would be skillfully meditating on something versus unskillfully doing so? And then the last question, what does sankhara mean? Meditating is, I mean, it's a generic sort of term. And contemplating definitely has the that sense of reflection, investigation, thinking. Meditating can use the thought process, but it can also the thought process can be still. One uses contemplation and reflection to help the meditation process, either in terms of bringing up a sense of urgency, bringing up positive states of mind like the loving-kindness practices. But in the end, the meditation, say ideally, turns into a stillness and a silence, a freedom from the thought process, which doesn't mean that one isn't able to discern anything, but there's that restless thinking, that compulsion to reflect has settled, has stilled, and the mind becomes very still and clear. And there's a stability there and a clarity there that allows one to see things in a different light, and seeing things in the light of relinquishment, seeing things in the light of sense of passing away or ceasing, recognizing that there's a quality, these are coming to cessation, settling. So that, but it's not, say, one isn't thinking about it. It's a very direct experience because the mind is still. And so the examples of, and that would be an example of skillfully meditating. Unskillfully, of course, would be obsessing on the particular thought process or obsessing on a particular experience, even if the experience is one of peace and stillness. One can still obsess on it. Assumptions of selfhood or the extrapolation of one's worth and value around one has a good meditation, so one's a good person. One has a restless meditation, therefore one's a bad meditator, a bad person. That's unskillful. So those recognize, oh, that's just an impermanent experience, rising and ceasing. So that, and then there's space around that then. Sankhara is probably has one of the longest explanations in the Pali English dictionary from the Polytech Society. So it's a complicated word and concept that it, sankhara, and it's used in different contexts. So that sankhara, in a literal sense, is something that is built or compounded and created. So it can be used in the chant that we do. Sabbe sankhara anicca. All things of a compounded nature are impermanent. But then it's also used in the, say that, rupang anicca, vedana anicca, sanya anicca, sankhara anicca. That's used in the context of the khandas, the aggregates of being. And that's a specific sankhara in terms of mental states, mental formations. Those are the compounded aspect of the mental activities, so that has a specific meaning to it.